Harley here. I will be answering questions for Feminon's Hard Answers Edition today because I feel like it, and it kind of felt like a challenge, and I don't back down from challenges. So, number one, rank these kinks in order from those which appeal most to you to those that appeal least to you. And I would have to go in the order of rape, because I have fantasies about that. Incest, because I have fantasies about that. Not parent-children stuff, because I'm sorry, but I just don't find that appealing. Foot fetish. I am not a foot fetish person, but it's just feet, so why not? Water sports. I could go with the literal sense in saying it's just doing sports in water, but we all know that that's not true. Now here's the weird one. I would actually pick bestiality before scat, and that's because I would much rather be fucked by a dog or something than deal with poo, because poo is gross, and you can get diseases from that shit. So, no. Anyways, number two. A man offers you money for one night of sex. He's normal looking, doesn't want anything really fucked up. How much is the lowest amount you would charge? Considering I'm married, and I guess not considering I'm married. Let's do that I'm married. I would probably say 1,000, which sounds like a lot, but it's like if you go anything less, like if you go like $900, it's the opposite of trying to sell something, where instead of doing a dollar, I do 99 cents. So anything less than 1,000, I would be like, nah. But 1,000 is, to me, where it really gets pushed over to say, that could pay off a large chunk of my credit card bill. Sure, I'd have sex with a person for that. Why not? Number three, you and your immediate family, mom, dad, siblings, are captured. You must have sex with one of them or you all die. Who do you have sex with? So that's not really a question, because I'm an only child, and my father is dead, and I'm not into necrophilia, so technically, I guess I would have to have sex with my mom. Number four. You are cursed and can no longer eat or drink anything but cum. For this question's sake, we'll bend reality and say you only need 1 gallon of cum a day to not starve to death. How would you get that much cum? I would get that much cum one of two ways. One, Craigslist, because people are weird. Some of those people include to be men who can make jizz. So I could probably come up with some sort of, like, system or schedule to where I just had guys donating on a daily basis. Some guys come a lot, so you wouldn't need so much and whatever. The second option would be to go to a science place, like the government or something. Because if you physically can't live without jizz, that's kind of a weird thing, and scientists love being weird with weird things. So, if my body demanded it, and they wanted to keep me alive as a test subject, then they would have it somehow provided for me, and I wouldn't have to worry about it. And I would probably get paid for them to test on me. So, kind of a win-win situation. Yeah. So those are the answers to my questions.